Hello. You're on the next step. KillRadio.org, July 22nd, 2006. It's 10:45, Saturday night. A hot, sweltering Saturday night.
I'm afraid there's no way of recovering.
Enough to make you mad, little loopy.
The nurse spent all the money before the...
But that's all right, because we'll be in the chill room in a couple hours.
I am in a hurry. I promised the real mother.
But we're going to heat things up for a little bit here. All three of my listeners. Tonight, we're going to talk about...
Jane.
Well, the show's called RTO.
Look, I brought Sonny. Oh, hello, Sonny.
RTO. That's rent to own. That's the game. And the particular company is Renta Center. That's right. Rack. Renta Center and the RTO, rent to own business. We're going to have a little talk about that. I know this cat that works at that place. He's got some inside digs on it. He laid them out on me. And I was astonished. I had to hear more. I had to see more. So what I'm going to first do, through the information that he has given me at his own risk, because they're ruthless. They want blood. Anyways, with the information that he let me borrow, I'm going to first tell you what is wrong with Rent-A-Center. I mean, we know what's wrong with big corporate America and all that shit. And we can go on and on, but we're going to be specific tonight. Rent-A-Center. You're probably seeing them next to your local liquor store. Or a dollar store, or a Vallarta, depending on where you're at in the country. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it. Then I'm going to tell you how to use it to your advantage. I'm going to tell you how to use their system against them to take advantage of them the way they're taking advantage of you.
That's the law of the land. Who wants it to be him?
It is 7:30.
So who is that?
And where's Mr. Roman?
Well, I'm not a leash, so I don't know, do I?
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Are you talking about what?
You're talking about... bitching about that sale you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important.
Are they all here?
All but one.
But I'm going anyway.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
I am not fucking with you. I'm here from downtown.
And if love comes again,
I'm here for Mitch and Murray. So foolishly, and I'm here on a mission of mercy.
They run.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I don't gotta listen to this shit. You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit. Have I got your attention now? You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Keep the bricks down and beat it, because you are going out. The leads are weak. The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years. Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is your wanting. You can't play the man's game. You can't close the bridge. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking faggots? Closing.
Yours, not you're gonna be shining my shoes. And you know you'll be saying, well,
bunch of losers sitting around in the bar. Oh yeah, I used to be a salesman. It's a tough racket. These are the new leads.
La 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 la, singing la 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 la, singing la 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 la, singing la la la.
Answer your question, pal. Why am I here? I came here because Mitch and Murray asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your fucking ass because a loser is a loser.
So, we're talking about Hello? Fucking mic. Probably came from Rent-A-Center. Anyways, it's fucking hot. Cock knocker. Fuck. Alright. See what stories about Rent-A-Center does to your mind and turns you into a foul-mouthed, nasty, criminal individual. Just wants to put their grubby little paws in the pockets of the poor. That's who they cater to, mostly. That's one of the things that's wrong with them. But their whole operation, I mean, they're publicly traded, made $6 billion last year. Supposedly they're projected to do half that this year, according to Rent-A-Center. They're really into acronyms and things, so I'm told, like DAPs, daily activity planners. And so we got this guy on the inside. He's the trigger puller, or whatever you want to call him, whistleblower, you know, crank anchor. Anyways, we're gonna call him Gus, guy under stress. Because that's what this fucking job does to you. So it not only is it taking advantage of the public, these poor bastards that just want to have something nice for a few minutes, and we convince them. They convince them that they could actually own that in 90 days or less for half the cost of retail. When in fact, that's way, way far from the truth. Half a retail, my ass. You can get anything that's in Rent-A-Center anywhere else for half the cost, brand new. Instead, they shove some used, cockroach-infested piece of shit onto somebody that's been used to looking at a black and white TV with fucking pliers. You know, we all remember those days when we had to get up to change the channel, right? So they convince these people that you know, this too can be yours, this 32-inch plasma television. Wouldn't that look just swell in your 200-square-foot closet apartment with no AC? Oh, by the way, we have those too. Yes, indeed. But you have to install them yourselves because we can't be held liable. And they sign on the contract because there's no credit checks. There's no security deposits required. All you need is a valid ID and have not ever stolen from Rent-A-Center. And we're going to get into all that a little bit later. And so they go home and watch their plasma TV, and they work out the payments based on their SSI or their welfare or their child support or their fucking hoochie hooker, you know, bad mic money. And then when these people can't pay for it, when the government's check comes 2 days late, you know, we're already taking half of that, and they've probably got four kids to feed. But we got stoves. We'll hook you up with a stove, too. We can furnish your whole damn apartment. It's not too hard to furnish a 200-square-foot apartment, but we'll put a sectional in there with a full-size pull-out bed. Leather. So all 20 of you can sleep on it. And you'll get a free week for every referral that comes your way. And then they go and harass these people. To these people are like, they're hiding. They're hiding like it's, we're like they're bounty hunters or something like that. Got them on the run. Because how can you give up that wonderful 32-inch plasma TV when you've been watching that black and white piece of shit that you have to stand up in your crackhead haze and turn the dial and sit back down? And plus, porno doesn't look good in black and white. I mean, you know, I guess it could if it was done the right way, but okay. So once you've gotten a couple weeks taste of that, that's better than the crack you're smoking. So there's no way you're giving that fucker back. You'd rather sell it to the dope man before that. And you know what? If they do, Rent-A-Center can't really do anything about it. They act like they can, but their bark is worse than their bite. Although they can afford a lot of legal help. And they need a lot of legal help, too. I wonder if anyone out there that knows about Rent-A-Center is listening. But this will be on the archive, so I can refer people to it. We're going to do a little more business, and then I'll throw some numbers out at you. Shut them fuckers down. You're evil. I testified. My mama cried. Black people died when the other man lied. See the TV, listen to me, double trouble. I overhaul and I'm coming from the lower level. I'm taking tabs, showing up, stuff to grab like shirts and it hurts. Will it neck the wreck? Took a poll cause our soul took a toll from the education of a TV station. But look around, here go the sound of a record ball. Boom and pound. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
answer lies. Is it in the north? Behind your eyes. When your decision comes to view, I'll be watching my TV. Carry me.